Tango Mobile. Well, for lunch, I went to Olive Garden, and I had their lunch chicken parmesan with the salad and a soda to drink. So, very good lunch. Go there and eat their lunchtime. They got three little different groups of things for like $6.99, $7.99, $8.99 for lunch. And, you know, you get soup or salad, all you can eat along with the meal. So, you know, for $10, yeah, I came out, you know, they're like $7.99, $8.99, $9.99. And I had the $9.99 one today. So, you know, for $10, you can't beat it. And I'm full. Sometimes it's cheaper for me to go out and eat than it is to try to fix stuff at home, particularly when you got to heat up the house to cook and all that stuff too. And so, you know, I'll just go at it. And today was my day out. Usually I go on Thursday because that way they're not so busy on Thursday. And I sit at the bar and I have a good conversation with the gal. It's the young lady that's the bartender there. I've been going there for years, so, you know. And it gives me a chance to sit there and eat and read my book and, you know, and listen to everything going on around, you know. It is, I'm sure it is. But, well, you'll get there. Eventually, and you know, it just takes the time, and as I say, you got to put in the hours before you can have the hours. That it is. Of course, I seem to be busier now than when I was working, so go figure. Probably, if I'd have worked a few more years, I'd have probably been a little better off, but just due to everything, and with Ruth being sick and all of that stuff, I had to get away from full-time work, and then, of course, 9 years ago, she passed, so, I had to be with her, so that was what happened, it's the way life is. Sometimes it's not always as fair as we'd like it to be, but, you know, I guess we deal with it. And, I guess these folks are still working up here on the tree, clearing the trees up here. They were clearing trees up here when I left to go to lunch, so looks like they've still got it because their signs are still out here. W2T Mobile. Oh, yeah. At least at my end of things and all the way up to down to the creek anyway, and then they've got a spot between the creek, the bridge over the creek. Well, they paved across the bridge, but they got a spot from where the creek is to where the road crosses Interstate 26. For some reason, they didn't pave that section. Not sure why, but, you know, I guess that'll be one of those things. And I see the Asplund gentlemen are still down here working and trying to clear off the power lines, the trees down here where they're putting power lines up and everything, so we'll see what they're doing. I can get on by here, it seems like, instead of having to stop. Anyway, Dave, good to talk to you. I'm about to pull in the driveway, so I will catch up to you later, and you have a good rest of the afternoon. Good grief. About 15 of them standing around in one spot. W4TJW, W2T, 73s for now.
KW, I believe it was. It's KG4BSL. That's Kilo Golf 4 Bravo Sierra Lima. I just sort of, as you might say, just checking, see if I was hitting the repeater. I've been having some problem with my antenna just here, even some more local repeaters. I'm down here close to Clemson. My name is Andy, by the way. And I just want my antenna out. And for some reason, I must have a real problem with that antenna because I swapped my coax the other day. And I started to swap the antenna then, but I didn't. And I said, well, it was coax because I pulled the coax off and it had, actually had some water in my coax. And so I said, that's my problem. Well, I changed coax out, and guess what? Still it works, so I had to change my antenna out. That was about driving me nutty there, you know. I got the antenna down. I don't know what may have happened to it, but, you know, it's been up there for quite a while there. So I guess, you know, it's like everything, you know, nothing don't last forever.
US-1, so that was probably our path.
And my wife also worked at, she just recently retired from US-1, and you may know her.
I'm at KO4EUA.
Great. Sanya Path. Yeah, they sent all those, that mower work, they sent High Mile in China there, most of it, and some of it in Thailand, that's where it's. A friend of mine, Terry Bowyer, who works up there, he said most of what they do now is they got about 30 people in the whole machine shop, and they've just changed everything around up there since then. Go ahead. I think you're tired, but that's about it at Greenville right now. The only thing they're doing in Greenville, I think, at US-6 was the fact that they're doing the, they're actually building the molds as they're coming in from China there, go ahead.
My power source is a pyramid. I'm thinking that I don't have enough power. Power in this thing.
Capability, and if you're below 10 amp, you don't have enough, and that's more than likely what's going on the way it kicked out. You're right, Dave. So look at the back of your power supply and see if it's greater than 10 amp.
Let me jump out here. This is KG4BSL. Andy, grandson's coming down here, and he wants me to do something for him, so I need to jump out. And Steve, if you, it's Terry Bailey's name sounds real familiar, but it's sure from Honeypath. I sure hope you don't know Sean Roach here, because he works down at Mark, and he's Michelin employee too, though, but Lord, I hope you don't know him. Anyway, that's comical. So I'm going to jump out. It's KG4BSL.
Hey, Stephen Honeypath. Yeah, I'm not very sure, so I'll run into him because I've been retired now for 4 years, and I left Michelin on good terms, and it was a good company to work for at that particular point in time. And I think I'll just stand by and listen to you. So I'll just say 73 to you other gentlemen. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon. This is KO4EEA. We'll be out.
Don't you just envy me, Dave? I have a cat with a not a kidney stone, but a bladder stone. Oh, lovely.
Hey, Steve, are you out there torturing animals again? W2T said that.
No, Rusty, not out there torturing animals again, trying to take care of a few. We're just coming home from the vet. And, yeah, that chicken's going to die because he's gonna have to deal with his own beak. He's kind of ornery. Well, I like this idiot rooster, but as he comes up and he eats right out of my hand, or he used to in the mornings, he come up to the bedroom door, stand on the back porch, and crow until I came out and gave him some Ritz crackers. Well, I'm sorry, bud, but you can't feed, you ain't gonna get it that way. It's a shame.
If you're talking about chickens, you should be talking to Tom. I mean, he seems to be the expert on them, or actually Bernice, you know, because he just does what Bernice tells him to do about the chickens. So, anyhow, and other than that, Steve, how's things going?
I never thought of talking to Tom about that. Already done that. He said that chicken gonna die. So, anyhow, we're just trying to keep him fed, keep him happy until he does. Yeah, it's going okay. We need to get out and fly some. I need to get out and fly aggressively here lately, Dave. Fly aggressively. Used to back in the day, and I don't do it anymore because I'm getting older, and I'm not quite as good as I used to be on the Harley. But if I had a really bad day, I wouldn't even go in the house. I would just go out, get on the Harley, take the Harley out, and terrorize for about 10 miles, and then I'd start chilling out, cruise on back into the house, and everybody's like, hey, Daddy, how you doing? And everybody's happy, happy. I need to go fly aggressively. Who knows? Maybe I could find a Tom or an Eric on the field trying to take off and just kind of... You know exactly what I'm talking about, except for one thing. I can go terrorize on a Harley, but nothing like on a Hayabusa. Oh, why? What possessed you to buy something that powerful? What's up, Bo?
had an Electra Glide that I used to ride long distances. As a matter of fact, I rode that Electra Glide up to the Harley-Davidson 95th anniversary back in the day. And also rode it up to the 100th. And I had a problem come into my shoulder. I had a rotator problem. And I said, well, you know, I can't ride more than about 35 or 40 minutes without my arm going numb anymore, so I'm going to go ahead and sell it. Well, I waited about 3 or 4 years. My arm healed up. And my wife will tell you, the only thing that turns my head is not another good-looking woman, but a classic car or a motorcycle. K4VWA, and I kept seeing these nice Harleys out there, and I kept looking and looking and looking, and finally she says, come on, let's go over to Harley-Davidson Greenville and talk to Billy. Well, we got over there, and I figured, you know, I'll just get me a Sportster or something like that to sport around on, around town. I look like an 800-pound gorilla on a tricycle on a Sportster. So anyhow, she walked over with Billy and picked out this really nice jet black, midnight black Heritage Softail. And she says, this one's yours. Ride it up. Who will ride with me, you know, because mine's always been a bagger or a heavy cruiser. And she can relax on it, but, you know, we're both putting on a few years now, and I figure I may have one or two more years riding left in me, and beyond that, I think I may let this one go, and that'll be the end of my two-wheel career. You know what I had right before that bagger, don't you? Ducati 900. Sometime tomorrow afternoon, you know, getting out some air time, bud. So, well, anyhow, 73s. Rusty, if you're still in there, try to behave yourself. I will talk to you guys soon. KN4, BWA. Mentally and physically, clear.